For KBIA News, I'm Grant Sunison. Federal judges have cleared the way for Missouri to carry out its sixth execution this year. As St. Louis Public Radio's Chris McDaniel reports, that's in spite of claims that inmate John Middleton is innocent and insane.
A federal judge ruled it was likely that Middleton is not mentally competent, meaning it would be a violation of the Constitution to execute him. But today, a higher court overruled her and said the claim should have first gone through the state courts. But in a dissent, one of the judges criticized the court for focusing too heavily on legal procedure. Judge Kermit Bai wrote that the court was, quote, missing the forest for the trees, and that it was likely the state would be executing a mentally incompetent man. Unless a court steps in at the last minute, the state will be free to carry out the execution beginning at 6 p.m.
A new report says Missouri's unemployment rate fell slightly in June to 6.5% from 6.6% a month before. Tuesday's report from the Department of Economic Development says the arts, entertainment, and recreation industries added 1,800 jobs, while the professional, scientific, and technical service industries also gained 1,100 jobs during the month. The department says, however, that the state's non-farm payroll employment decreased by 1,800 jobs in June. Revised data from May also showed employment increases of 8,200 jobs, up from the 3,700 new jobs originally reported. Missouri education officials plan to expand a scholarship program to some high school students who came to the U.S. illegally before their 16th birthday. The Missouri Department of Higher Education says those students will be eligible to participate in the A-plus program, which allows qualifying students to receive 2 free years of tuition at a Missouri community college. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the program will be open to students who have applied with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals status. That status allows eligibility for work authorization, but also makes the population eligible for higher education benefits because the students would be deemed lawfully present in this country. Bill Thornton, an Education Department attorney, says no timeline has been established for expanding the program. Springfield police say an inmate who escaped from a police car last week has been recaptured earlier today. Nick Gamblin from the Springfield area escaped last Thursday while he was being taken from Stratford to Springfield. Stratford Police Chief Justin Webster says Gamblin was handcuffed behind his back while in a Stratford police car, but somehow managed to unlock the car and jump out of the moving vehicle. When he escaped, Gamblin had 4 active warrants for first-degree tampering, first-degree assault, first-degree robbery, and resisting arrest. This wasn't the first time that Gamblin had managed to give authorities the slip. The Springfield News Leader reports that Gamblin had also escaped while handcuffed from Missouri State Troopers in February of 2013 and from a Springfield police car in late June. For KBIA News, I'm Grant Sunison.